Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of Earth and the known universe. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. Howdy, folks. The great, beautiful people of the planet Earth and the known universe. Yes, 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 yes. So today's music review, Jean Grey and Quell Chris with Everything's Fine. Georgia Smith with Lost and Found. And Casey Johansson with The Hiding. Hip-hop, R&B, and dream pop indie rock. So, yeah, that'll be for the liking for today. So, let's get into it, folks. Definitely. We're going to start off with Casey Johansson. Her album's called The Hiding. Let me read you a little something about her before we get into the review. So, give me 1 second here. All right. Casey Johansson is a Kalamazoo, Michigan native who currently resides in Los Angeles. After the breakup of her band, Yes Way, and an abrupt falling out with her closest musical collaborator, Johansson set out to record a new batch of songs. Instead of drawing from her regular band, Johansson pulled from a wider cast of players that she come to know in the community of musicians throughout California and the West Coast. The resulting sound is one based wholly and unabashedly in pop. Nods to Christine McVie and Fleetwood Mac can be heard. Okay, I can see that. But Johansson brings these sounds to a modern stage, blending her ethereal vocals with effervescent synthesizer washes and reverberating open-tuned guitar. Okay. The end result is The Hiding, a tone poem about loss, growth, and leaving the insular beauty of a tight-knit community. The release of The Hiding comes at a time when Johansson is deeply longing to emerge from her extended absence and reconnect with her desire to create and share her music. Okay. So definitely, that's a good description of her. One of the reasons why I'm reviewing this record, too, is because I had the opportunity to see her live last year at the Rickshaw in San Francisco. So we'll talk more about that later on in the podcast. So the cover of the album is like a picture of her. It's like a headshot where you can see like her shoulders and her hands. She has them close together, like a prayer going slanted underneath her face. And I don't know how to describe that picture with her strawberry blonde reddish hair. I mean, maybe that picture is a picture of a woman who was hiding. I should have asked her about that when I saw her. Okay. Well, the first track on here is called Bow and Arrow. And it starts off with ethereal sounding keys and acoustic guitar and drums. The bass line is short rhythms that can come in and out of the song initially. Excuse me, that come in and out of the song initially and blooms during the chorus. The acoustic guitar plays the same rhythm throughout the song and becomes the song's foundation, while the bass evolves into navigating the song. Casey Johansson's voice is heavenly as it's supported by atmospheric keys. Acoustic soul is a great way to describe the feeling of this song. Casey sings about a relationship that's gone awry. She seems to take the blame for the relationship ending. Quote, she wanted to see how far she could test the relationship by shooting the bow and arrow. But all she feels is empty now. So, and hear some of the lyrics from that track. And this is the opening track, and I do like this track a lot. It's a great song. So, yes, it was all my fault. It was all my fault. I held the bow and arrow. Unsteady was my shot. I wanted to see how far it will go. I wanted to see you follow. I mean, I almost want to sing this to you, but I'm not. But it's, but when she sings this, it's just really nice. Open my heart, I have a vision, but there is no part. Open my heart, I have a vision, but there is no part. Yes, you called all the shots. I like it whether I like it or not. I'm still trying to figure out that verse. Was our love worth the loss? I won't know till it's finally gone. I wanted to feel anything at all. I wanted to know how far I could fall. Open my heart. I have a vision, but there is no part. Open my heart. I have a vision, but there is no part. So that's how she starts off the record. And it's just, when you hear this song, it's got this folk dream pop thing going to it. Like I said, acoustic soul. But it also sounds just kind of otherworldly, kind of almost like heavenly. It's just, I mean, that's how I describe this album. It's hard to describe it, but yeah. That's it. Well, we're going to go with that for now. So the next track is called Hold Steady. And it starts off like with jazz guitar chords and a faint bass in the background. The drums kick in and the bass is no longer faint. The synth keys are very atmospheric. The drums deliver a certain rolling rhythm pattern that goes back and forth. The jazz guitar chords are are consistent. An acoustic guitar is layered in the background. The bass line drives the song. But the drums on this song actually remind me of the drums on Al Green's Let's Stay Together. I know you weren't expecting me to say that, but when I hear the drums on that, the rhythm, the back and forth rhythm of the drum play, it reminds me of that. I even, as I was reviewing the record, I even went to YouTube and went back to, and I listened to Al Green's Let's Stay Together again. And I could hear what I'm talking about, that drum pattern. And you can see other people on YouTube trying to play those drums. And they're only playing part of their style. They're not playing the whole full. I feel like when you hear that song, there's drums and percussion going on at the same time. So when you see these people on YouTube trying to play his song, they only got half of it right. But yeah, the drum pattern style on this track, Hold Steady, reminds me of that. I had to tell you. I had to let it out. Like I said, the drum and percussion rhythms are very similar. I mean, I like it a lot. I like this song, but I'm not exactly sure about the lyrics to it. It's the song about making sure that your loved one doesn't lose their cool in public and at home with you. To hold steady means to keep it all together, to be strong enough to keep that person and your relationship on course. Does hold steady mean solid foundation being held together by Casey? I mean, so I'm not quite sure what the lyrics are, but I do like the song anyway. So here's some of the verses. What's it gonna come to now? To not go out and throw it all around. Oh, what's it gonna come to now? To not go out and throw it all around. I will hold you steady. When she sings that, she's like, I will hold you steady. Yeah, it's really cool. I will hold you steady. I'll hold you steady. Oh, what's it gonna come to now? To not come home and throw it all around. Oh, what's it gonna come to now? To not come home and throw it all around. I will hold you steady. You know, she repeats that. Long to the photographs. Oh, well, long to the photographs. Oh, well, long, well, long. I will hold you steady. Ooh. So, I mean, yeah, still trying to figure out what it's about, but it's just real catchy when you hear her sing it. It's just a nice pop song that should be on the radio. Do You Want Me? That's one of my favorite songs. So this song, it starts off with keys that crescendo, you know, from a small sound that builds to a big sound. A firm and groovy bass line eases along with the drums. The keys shift gears as the bass drives the entirety of the song, as Casey sings while questioning whether or not her suitor is serious about wanting her. Is the suitor just playing games, or is he serious? You know, will he open the door to really see who Casey is and jump right in? Or run the other way? I mean, I've never heard someone sing so majestically about will you or won't you with me. What's it going to be? Are you digging me or not? The production is perfectly poppy, otherworldly and dreamy. that you find yourself singing along with her. I mean, haunting background vocals that are ghostly yet groovy, or riding along with the bass and atmospheric synth. One second. Oh yeah, the bass and atmospheric synth keys really make this song. This is definitely one of my favorite tracks. Yes. Here's some of the lyrics. When you came in, my vision was blurring. I saw no end, I saw no beginning. Hold me close and I'll lean in. Hold back and I'm free falling. Shout out to Tom Petty, yo. Do you want me? Do you just play this game a lot? Do you want me? Do you want me or not? Open the door. Can you handle what you find? Open the door. Can you cross the line? I mean, I just never realized how much music really is poetry until I started doing this podcast and reading the lyrics from these songs. I mean, so I'm just really happy and appreciative of that. Just another way that music truly is art itself. Do you want me? Do you just play this game a lot? Do you want me? Do you want me or not? Do you want me? Do you just play this game a lot? She's asking that question, you know. She's putting it out there like, I'm not playing any games. And what are you playing me for? Do you want me? Do you just play this game a lot? Do you want me? Do you just play this game a lot? I mean, do you want me or not? I mean, I got respect. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's a great song, and I understand. You know, it's always better to know what you're dealing with and know where someone's coming from. So I can relate to that. I think we've all been there before. In Too Deep, it starts off with an acoustic guitar playing a two-note rhythm. More atmospheric keys chime in with a subtle and firm bass line that anchors the song. The bass plays lead and rhythm with only an acoustic guitar that is still playing the same two-note rhythm that started the song off. During the bridge, the drums switch to kick drums and the acoustic guitar changes to a higher yet faint key signature sound. The keys become even more ethereal. The guitar sound becomes layered towards the end of the song, and the bass line changes as the song ends with the synth keys. Casey sings about getting mixed signals and being jerked around in a relationship that she knows that she should not be in. She's in too deep, and so is he. Every time he walks away, she decides she wants to still hold on. She's tired of the mixed signals, tired of being in too deep, hanging on a string, so to speak, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of like almost like the rock and roll version of Loose Ends Hanging on a String. So, and here's some of the lyrics from this from In Too Deep. I follow you in too deep. Now I'm in over my head. I want to feel the weightlessness. It's the beginning of the end. You want to let me down easy, but I can feel you pull me under again. Again. How come? How come you got me hanging on right when you let me go? You follow me in too deep. Now you're in over your head. I cannot see you with that end. Only the lines as you drift into the light. How come? How come you got me hanging on right when you let me go? How come? How come you got me hanging on right when you let me go? And then with the bridge, it's what then? What is the use of telling the truth? What then? What is the use of telling the truth? You know, what then? How come you left me hanging on right when you let me go? What then? Why do you let me hanging on? Right when you let me go. What then? Why do you let me hanging on? You know, I'm reading these lyrics and I'm just like, that's a great question. So it's a good song. Very powerful. She definitely asserts herself and says, hey, what's going on? You know, I don't have time to waste. Power of Love starts off with an acoustic guitar and a faint bassline rhythm that is simple yet steady. The bass gets a little bolder and steadier with drums and percussion that give off of a less is more vibe. The song is less is more. Casey's harmonizing stands out as she sings about the power of love. A layered guitars and keys give the song a dreamy, inspirational love vibe. Casey sings about being the one you fall in love with. She wants to be the one you fall madly in love with. The one you want to spend the rest of your life with. She's ready to let her wandering days go. you know, her playgirl days, she's ready to let them go. She's ready to let the power of love come through. She has given in to the power, and now she encourages you to do the same. She won't force it because she knows that she doesn't have to. She believes in the power of love. I mean, this is another one of my favorite tracks. It is. And we'll talk some more about Casey Johansson's The Hiding after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
And we're back. Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. We're listening to Casey. We're reviewing Casey Johansson's The Hiding. And we were talking about the power of love. Yes, the power of love. Do you believe in that power? Do you believe in the power of love? So here's some of the lyrics from that song. I will not be the one to define what is happening inside. There's so much we want to know that we must let slide. I will not be the one to force, nor the one to resign. I will just let myself fall by your side. Let my wandering days be through. Let this all come true. I've never wrote a love song before. Just been longing for you to come into view. Come into view. Power of love. Power of love. Power of love. Power of love. I know I cannot fake a habit, looks like. I want to be the one that you take home tonight. I want to be the one that you take home for life. You know, power of love, power of love. That repeats. Power, give it up, give in all to power. Give it up, give in all to power. Give it up, give in all to power. So she's talking about the power of love, not the, you know, the world dominating type of power. Don't need any of that right now. Alrighty, so that's a good song. I like it. The power of love, just get into it. You know, you can't control love. It just kind of controls you. And so The Hiding is the title track of the album. And I'm just going to talk about that briefly. It's a song about how people hide what they secretly want the most, as if they're afraid to even speak on their true desires. I'm waiting for a sign of clarity that may never come, with so much time that can be wasted waiting for that moment of clarity. The Hiding, hence, you know. Old Feeling, Old Foe. That's another song I want to describe briefly. Seems to be a song about Casey's introspection. The old feelings that can often feel like enemies coming back to haunt you and keep you distracted. She knows that she's meant to go to other places in the physical and in her mind. That's the feeling she seems to be trying to reconnect with. But the old feelings are trying to get in the way. Casey knows that there is a different world and feelings out there for her, waiting for her to discover, for her discovery. She has to get past her old feelings and fall so that she can get to it. So, yeah, old feelings, old foe. I guess it's kind of talking about the enemy within. So, Casey Johansson's The Hiding is a record about your innermost thoughts, on your deepest desires, fear, insecurity, the uncertainty of love, the end of love, the beginning and joy of love. This record has a dreamy pop, folk, soul feel to it that just comes naturally. As I said earlier in the podcast, I saw her perform at the Rickshaw in San Francisco last year. I actually discovered her on Bandcamp, that platform. She was and is amazing to watch live. She was just here again and I missed her. Sorry I missed her last month. But I had to come out and do my podcast. So, you know, it's all good. Her voice sounds even better live than on wax. And she sounds amazing on wax. She performed a cover of Paul McCartney's Waterfalls that gave me goosebumps. If you're looking for... I mean, she's so soulful, such a beautiful voice. It's just a pleasure to hear it. When I met her after the performance, I encouraged her. I said, you should record that song. So people can really hear how well she can sing. Because, I mean, you're getting that on this record, but when you see her live, you're like, wow, she's doing it. If you're looking for something that is mellow, dreamy, ethereal, and soulful, this is a record for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give this album a 7. My favorite tracks are Bow and Arrow, Hold Steady, Do You Want Me, In Too Deep, and Power of Love. Casey Johansson's The Hiding. Check it out. It's worth picking up. So we're going to we're gonna save Jean Grey and Quell Chris, Everything's Fine, for last. So, yeah, we're going to sink our teeth into that later on. But I want to talk about a recommendation that was given to me about a few weeks ago. And I'm glad that it was because I saw this person's name, this artist, Georgia Smith. And I'm like, where do I know her from? And when this artist was recommended to me, she broke down where I heard her from. So we're going to read about Georgia Smith in 1 second. And I'll talk about how I know of her. So give me one moment here. So we'll do we'll read her description, her bio here. So let me let you know who Miss Smith is. Georgia Smith, born June 11th, 1997, so she's Gemini, there you go, is an English singer-songwriter from Walsall, W-A-L-S-A-L-L, I pray I said it right, West Midlands. She debuted her single, Blue Lights, in 2016, which she recorded and released while working at Starbucks. Ooh, impressive. She was working at Starbucks and released her song. Good for her. The previous year, she had gone viral with a Twitter freestyle in which she sang over Treble Clef's classic grime instrumental, Ghetto Coyote, and also shared a cover of Camp Lo's Luchini, a.k.a. This Is It. All right. She has worked closely with Maverick Saber and Cadenza on multiple occasions. Smith released her debut EP, Project 11, on November 17, 2016, to rave reviews, and then gained further notoriety by collaborating with Drake. Now, this is where I come in. This is how I know of her. On his 2017 project, More Life, she duets with him on the song Get It Together. And that's one of the best songs on the record, and she's great on that track. So that track is why I'm here with her today. So later in that year, she contributed Fine Line to the Insecure Season 2 soundtrack. Cool. And also appeared on Kelly Uchis's hit single Tyrant. She enjoyed her first taste of chart success with On My Mind, a UK garage single produced by Predator. And he spells his name P-R-E-D-I-T-A-H. I'm assuming it's a he. It could be a she. I don't know. But that's how they spell it, Predator. In 2018, she collaborated with Kendrick Lamar on I Am for the Black Panther soundtrack, released the standalone single Let Me Drown featuring Stormzy, remixed Khaled's Location alongside Reg 32, and later unleashed her debut album Lost and Found this past June. The album features previous singles Blue Lights, Where Did I Go, Teenage Fantasy, and February 3rd. Okay. So that's a nice little introduction to Miss Georgia Smith. So very cool. I learned some things myself I didn't even know about. So there you go. So her record cover is this glorious picture of her face. She's leaning sideways, so you get half of it. And she's just looking right at you. And yeah, it's an amazing picture. Yeah, definitely. It's Lost and Found, and I don't know who took the picture, but it's nice. If you were to walk by, you'd stop and look at her like, "Who's that model?" Oh no, she's not a model; she's a singer. Anyway, so Lost and Found starts off the album, the title track of the record, and it starts off with a muted bass and bass drum. Fender Rhodes style keys come in with bass and rhythm guitar and drums. The rhythm guitar is in the distant background coming in and out. The bass and drum anchor the song. Georgia Smith's voice is just soulfully sweet, light and sincere. The song is about Georgia Smith, and she spells her name J-O-R-J-A for Georgia. Different. It's about Georgia Smith finding someone that she knows could be the one, but also realizing that they are at two different places in their lives. They want different things from their relationship. Naysayers say that they are too young and that it won't work. She doesn't want the relationship to end, but it does. She's in love with the thought of him, but his love may have been for real. And when it wasn't returned, he left. So here's some of the lyrics from that song. Yeah, like that. Sounds cool. Why do we all fall down with innocence still on the ground? You know, ooh. Why do we fall down and apart on the lost and found? I never thought I would ever find something so assured, but so fine. I fantasize that you come around, focus and your dreams turn to reality. So tell me, how am I ever going to find love in you if I do not even know what I want from you? Because we both want different things. Why can't this be one common thing? No, I never thought I would ever find something so assured, but so fine. Why do we all fall down with innocence still on the ground? And when she sings that line, it's just very melodic. It's just really nice when she sings it. It's sad, but she's sung in such a way that you almost forget that it is. Why do we all fall down and apart on the lost and found? I never thought you would stay around. It felt way too good to be real. I heard that good things don't last a while. Please don't be the one to leave first. They say we're way too young to get the job done. Are we really too young to be having so much fun? Because I'm not quite sure right now. I don't really understand how I'm ever really going to be in love with you. Because I never even thought you would want me to. I am gone now. Why do we all fall down with innocence still on the ground? Ooh. Why do we all fall down and apart on the lost and found? I'm in love with the thought of you. I'm in love with the thought of you. That's kind of crazy, right? That's deep. Teenage fantasy. So this starts off... Well, let me tell you a little fun fact about that song before I go into that, the song itself. Tell you about how old she was when she wrote the song. Georgia Smith wrote the song when she was actually 16. It's crazy. So, and it says that the song features humming recorded while Smith was babysitting when she was 16 years old. And the artwork for the single actually has a picture of her mother on the front for Teenage Fantasy. It's really cool. So I wanted to talk about that. So now let's get into the actual song itself. So it starts off with a record needle being played, piano and drums kick in. The drums with a steady beat. The piano rhythms anchor this song. There's light harmonizing vocals are in the background as Georgia sings about wanting her teenage fantasy. The song is about Georgia's school crush, a schoolgirl crush on a boy. She thinks he's the one, but her brothers want her against him, and her mother and father pose an important question to her. Do you really see yourself with this boy in your future? Later on, Georgia realizes that she only wants what she thinks she can't have. And once she gets it, she really doesn't want it anymore. A teenage fantasy indeed. She acknowledges that life will change you, and what you think you may want now can and probably will be totally different when you get older. When you're no longer a teenager, everything changes. So here's some of the lyrics from that song. You weren't the boy I thought I knew. Maybe I was blind. I was young. I didn't have a clue. You were the topic of my lunch times. I'd bore the girls about our chats and get upset when you didn't text back. I was warned by my brothers to find another lover. Stop falling for these boys who didn't want the same as me. And I was warned by my brothers to find another lover. Stop falling for these boys who didn't want the same as me. Well, no, we all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. So let me say, by the way, real quick. So for a young 16-year-old teenage girl writing these type of lyrics, it's very impressive to have that kind of wisdom at that age to understand what you're actually doing and seeing that that's what you're doing. Is because when I was 16, I was doing all kinds of stuff I probably didn't know I was doing and shouldn't be doing. Well, not all kinds of stuff, but just I didn't have any type of foresight or wisdom to see that my actions from that day might affect me later on in the future. So very insightful lyrics from Ms. Smith in that regard. Verse 2. I've got a lot of things to do. What if I had been a fool and thought I was in love with you? I need to grow and find myself before I let somebody love me. Because at the moment, I don't know me. See? Yeah. Most teenagers don't have that kind of awareness of who they are. When I was told by my father, if I look into the future, do I really see this boy that I think I've fallen for? And I was told by my mother, if I look into the future, do I really see this boy that I think I've fallen for? Love the wisdom of the parents on this. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. We all want a teenage fantasy. When we are young, we all want someone who we think is the one, just to fit in. There's no need to rush. Take your time. Life's a big old ride. Sit back and enjoy the vibe. When we are young, we all want someone who we think is the one, just to fit in. There's no need to rush. Take your time. Life's a big old ride. Sit back and enjoy the vibe. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. You know, we all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. That's a great song. I like it. Another one of my favorite songs on the record is called Where Did I Go? And this song starts off with the piano intro, kick drums, kicks in, then the bass. The bass and piano navigate the song. The bass gets thick and pulsing throughout the song. The song is funky and catchy and ironically about a breakup because Georgia's man was unfaithful. Whispering on the phone to someone else late at night, Georgia wonders how she allowed herself to be lost into someone else who doesn't appreciate her or love her. She doesn't recognize herself anymore. She wants to know how this happened. Where did I go? When she answers her own question, she realizes that it's time to leave him behind and get out of this bad relationship. You know, goodbye, goodbye. I think it's real easy for people to fall in love and sometimes lose themselves into someone and forget who they are as an individual, as a person. So I think very on point. So here's some of the lyrics. Maybe this fate was overdue. Baby, it's late and I'm confused. You showed me love that wasn't real. Wasn't real. Can't teach yourself to be sincere. You know what? I'm just getting all into this review. But let me... some more from Where Did I Go from Georgia Smith after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage.
life.
From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. Currently going over the Georgia Smith album, the new album Lost and Found. And we're back, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. So, Georgia Smith, we're talking about the song, Where Did I Go? So, and then the chorus, she says, where did I go? When did the sun rise? How did I fall? Got lost in the moonlight. Where did I go? When did I realize my love was on hold? So now this is goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. This time my questions lay with you, lay with you, lay with you. Because each time inside I play the fool. Play the fool, play the fool. Silly boy, where did that man go? The one that hurt my soul. The one that hurt my soul. Now, little man, I left you on your own. With the whispers on your phone, I've been asking all along. Where did I go? Where did I go? When did the sun rise? When did the sun rise? How did I fall? How did I fall? Got lost in the moonlight, lost in the moonlight. Where did I go? Where did I go? When did I realize my love was on hold? So now this is goodbye. This is goodbye. Good, goodbye, goodbye. Good, goodbye, goodbye. And then once again, she says, where did I go? Where did I go? When did the sun rise? How did I fall? You know, how did I fall? Got lost in the moonlight. So it's a good song. Ask yourself, you know, how did I lose myself? What happened? I missed everything, but now I'm awake. So now it's all good and I'm out of here. And then another one of my favorite songs is Lifeboats, Freestyle. This song starts off with drums and rain in the background. Jazz guitar comes in as Georgia sings about how it all falls down. She then changes up and starts rapping with her English accent. It's really cute. She sings her chorus and rhymes her verses. She flips the script on this song and it works marvelously. This song is about the failings of humanity itself. Now, having the power to help someone and you choose not to because you don't want to be inconvenienced, thinking only of yourself, you're in the lifeboat and you see that there are others in the sea that can't swim. You could pull them in, but choose not to. But what you don't realize is that when we all look the other way, we will eventually all drown too. We all fall down when we look the other way and bury our heads in the sand. If you see someone who is drowning and you know how to swim, help them, pull them up. The song is also about corrupt businesses and governments taking advantage of the working class / 99% of the people. This is one of my favorite tracks on the record, definitely. So here's some of the lyrics. And it all falls down, yeah. And it all falls down again, and it all falls down, yeah. How can you learn how to swim before you get in? Sometimes you got to take the plunge just to get in. Life's not full of shallow ends. Your house ain't full of armbands. Stay afloat. Someone might put their arm out to help you. I don't know. I would. If I saw somebody drowning in a sea of self-confusion, I want to be the one to try and understand why their tide ain't coming in and their lighthouse ain't shining. So why do we all fall down? If there's a reason we can stay afloat, why do we watch them drown? We're too selfish in the lifeboats. Why do we all fall down? If there's a reason we can stay afloat, why do we watch them drown? And then verse 2. So why are all the richest staying afloat? Seeing all my brothers drowning, even though they nicked the boat. Mothership ain't helping anyone. See, the ships are getting bigger, full of greedy, wasteful men. Soaking kids with the lies before they even got to 10. Sailing the internet waves, a tsunami of wires. a flood to take us under if we can't afford the life jackets. Majority don't even have the life jacket. Majority might fall with the tax brackets. The minority might jump to the next bracket on a form to sign up for a raft and pay pay packet with the same old unemployed age bracket. Even money sinks to the bottom when it's waterlogged, so nobody truly stays afloat. So why do we all fall down if there's a reason we can stay afloat? And why do we watch them drown? We're too selfish in the lifeboats. Why do we all fall down? If there's a reason we can stay afloat, why do we watch them drown? And it all falls down, yeah. And it all falls down again. And it all falls down, yeah. And it all falls down. Yeah, those are probably my favorite lyrics on this record. Yeah. And she, like I said, she rhymes the verses and then she sings the hook. And she does it both just marvelously, splendidly. So, I mean, and there's another track called Blue Lights, which is about, it's a song about like a friend of hers who's on his way home, taking the school bus, and one of his friends who's kind of dodgy, does something wrong. And when the friend gets off the bus, you know, his dodgy friend's like, can you hold this gun for me? You know, they're coming for me. You know, can you cover for me? You have my back. Putting his friend in the bad situation. So to me, Blue Lights is a great song, and it's about having the wrong type of friends. And being aware of that and being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So it's an interesting perspective. Georgia Smith, lyrically, she's definitely layered. She's not just singing love songs. She does a great job with the love songs, you know, the songs about love, found and lost. Georgia Smith's Lost and Found is a great neo soul record that embodies the loss of self, finding yourself, independence, loss of love, the fear of commitment and of love, abusive friendships, and humanitarianism. Great production of sound. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give this record a 7 out of 10. My favorite tracks are Lost and Found, Teenage Fantasy, Where Did I Go, February 3rd, Blue Lights, and Lifeboats Freestyle. So if you're looking for a new soul artist to check out, she's definitely the one. She's one of them. But definitely check her out, Georgia Smith. And that is for you, Renee, if you're listening. Thanks for the recommendation. All righty. And I've been waiting to talk about this one. Yes, I have. Don't want to say it's the best for last, but I kind of feel like it is. I mean, I've enjoyed the reviews on this podcast today. I like all the artists that I've talked about, definitely. Look forward to seeing Georgia Smith live whenever she comes to the U.S., to California. Definitely want to check her out. But in the meantime, to quote Black Sheep, Jean Grey and Quell Chris present to you Everything's Fine. And first and foremost, the artwork. I love this cover. You remember those old school like family photos you might take, or you go over to your friend's house and you see them on the wall? It's the mom and dad and the kids, and everybody's all cleaned and dressed up, got the suits on, and they're posing and smiling and looking all wholesome and nice. And you don't know how much work it was to get that picture taken, right? So Jean Grey and Quell Chris have a picture similar. She's got her like her cardigan sweater over her shoulders. He's got his pullover blue vest or teal vest with his white open collar. They both got glasses on. She's sitting and he's standing, looking over her shoulder, looking like to the to your left. And she's, you know, they're holding her right hand's holding his left hand. And she's got her little glasses on and her hair is parted in the middle, going down on both sides. They look like these, bohemians or these buppies. It's just very suburban, and it just says everything's fine. But when you look at the picture, it's like Jean Grey is like looking out into space, and he has this like sarcastic smile. Quell Chris kind of looks like he just smoked a fat one. the smile that he has, and Jean Grey's looking like, why am I here? But it's everything's fine. And what's great about this record is that, I mean, that's the mantra, right? But well, we'll talk about whether or not everything really is fine. But it's a great cover. I love that marital family picture, that wholesomeness cover they're giving you. You know, very 50s and 60s reminiscent. And the first track is Everything's Fine. And the intro starts off with an organ and drum programming that is the soundtrack to the Everything's Fine game show. Jean Grey is the game show host who breaks down the description of each game show contestant. The humor is dark and funny from the start. I mean, yeah. And we'll get into that after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
And once again, we're back. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts music podcast. This is your Captain Keith. We're about to jump into the Jean Grey, Quell Chris. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So yeah, the opening track, Everything's Fine, there's the skit, the game show host skit, and Jean Grey's got the great game show voice. And she's like, welcome back to Everything's Fine, the game show where there's only one answer to everything. Time to meet our contestants. Let's welcome back last week's champion, Frank. Frank is currently flying high on every drug imaginable just to cope with the day-to-day stresses of surviving in modern times. How are you doing, Frank? Everything's fine. That's just super. Our next contestant is Jess. Jess cries herself to sleep every night, has just adopted 27 cats, has a master's degree in fine arts, and has been unemployed for 15 years. Jess, you look great. But more importantly, how are you doing today? Everything's fine. Okie dokies. And last but not least, we have Eltron 8000. Eltron has been sent from the future to warn us of impending war, control, genocide, disease, famine, drought, natural disasters, technological takeover, and the ultimate destruction of the planet Earth. I'm so glad you could join us. Just one question before we start today's show. How are you doing today, Eltron? Everything's fine. That's the deep voice he has. Really kind of sinister. That's how the album starts. and then the first regular track is called My Contribution to the Scam. It starts off with a basic drum machine beat. Quell Chris comes in and sings the hook, which is the song title, My Contribution to the Scam. When he sings this hook, his voice is lower and slower, which gives his voice a sort of robotic sound with synth bass as Jean Grey comes in. This song is about how Jean Grey and Quell Chris make fun of trendy people and their lack of individuality, you know. So, my contribution to the scam, I'm wearing overalls, one shoulder off, Dwayne Wayne flip glasses, syrup from my cough. It's been gone lit. I ain't wrote crap, censor. My contribution to the scam. I mean, I just understand rap, yeah. Like, it's inside of me. Me too. Old school, like, I so respect it. It says Tupac on my shirt. My contribution to the scam. Everyone can say, or the N-word. It's 2,000 and 1,000 and 1,000 and my contribution to the scam. Jean Grey comes in. You're dotting the whiz. You bring nothing. You ruin crap. Douchey X body spray influences. Why I gotta deuce X machine of things. I'm done doing this. Save yourself. Useless. Untie the neck nooses. I'm tired. Semicolon sick. I done threw up the deuces 86 times with no hint of shtick. On the bullseye. Tick line. Older than the distance of ridiculi, particularly relevant so you know when I kick it, I'm an elephant, man, not a Joseph Merrick, an elephant, fam. Don't forget, like America, the land of the Klan, they gave you that. I give you 9 minute schoolgirl rants, Jill Palance, epic Eastern manifestos. Why are you on your keisters waiting for a trend to pop off? You knock off Chinatown alleyway circle jerk box office ratings. YouTube reviewers, shut up. You contributed another thing. Did I stutter? You're not helping. So, I mean, and it just goes on and on. And it's a real funny song. I like it a lot. It makes me, when I hear this song, it makes me laugh. This album is like a hip hop satirical record. I mean, when they say everything's fine, it's the exact opposite of that, because everything is not fine. And you figure that out eventually while you're listening to the record. So I can go on with that song. That song gets kind of long. So the next song is called Osh. And it starts off with a rolling bass line that sounds muted with drums. The production is minimalist, less is more. The song plays like a stream of consciousness that just draws you in more the more you listen. Plays like a hip-hop confessional. Jean Grey, Quell Chris, with the help of comedian Hannibal Buress, rhyme about their random thoughts and actions. By the end of their lyrical hip-hop couch session, it is stated that everything's fine. You know, doctor, you know. So, oh, crap. Oh, yeah. All-star big boy with the butter dug, Prishpeed, trying to snag a bag the size of Chris Christie. We come through snapping your city's rap Big Leslie. We show up and show out like Eddie snapping on Reggie. Chill, don't make me burst off your headpiece. Strange, style is ass, your fans is G-string. Can't beat him, then join him. Your stance is weakling. The bass screw up your face, and it ain't the weekend. Fans beg him to leak the new heat like Trump staff. Daft, deep in the bloodline like Bubba with shrimp. Traveling man that plans to go out with Gump past. Make your radio sign up for Tinder and swipe right, because I'm the stereotype of brothers who run fast, got hate on your plate and lost in your lunch bag. Your whole album needs saving. My features a must-have. Your engineer be like Rock on the clock because he dumps trash. Whoever said that it ain't been done don't know I did it. Been doing it since brothers fitted caps wasn't fitted. All that and a sack of snacks with the sandwiches. Smoke it like tattoo with the foot ninja vanishing. Big noggin, call for paper, my peoples is handling. King of the rings, sting with aluminum bats, crap. I mean, it just keeps going on from there. It's a real funny song. Like, Hannibal Buress says, I ain't got no fur coat, but I got a book, but I got a book bag full of Merlot. I'm lying. I ain't got no freaking Merlot. I drink whiskey, but I do want a fur coat. This crap is trippy. What? Just in the bar, spitting bars at the bar. Go to the bathroom, take a crap, then I hop in an Uber car. Too bizarre. You know who you are. You should get hit by a moving car. Your stupid broads make me too exhausted. What's going on? Are you retarded? I'm not retarded. Is that your father? A tragic liar? Is that designer? Is that a fire? So, I mean, just very random thoughts. but you're like, oh, I like it. I like it a lot. It's funny. And there's, I mean, these things go for a while. So, but House Calls, another track on this album. It starts off with a slow funk drum pattern that has a West Coast G-funk era feel to it. It also has like a Parma funkadelic feel to it, especially with the background vocals. You know, funk minimalist production with light keys in the background. This track features Big Tone rhyming with Anna Wise and Jonathan Horde on vocals. The song seems to be about crashing a socialite party while being high. Hip hop cats live in the snooty, live in the snooty party up a bit. Of course, with Big Tone wooing the ladies, it's that kind of a house call. So, chillin' loaded, I was dying to smoke, my waves roll. You can even catch microwaves like styrofoam. I birth brothers like condom holes. You LA when that sun on the most, you just kinda cold. Get the bars, hungry hippos, and gobble more. But ain't nobody trying right on us. We cobblestones, the record's long as caddies or daddy, but still keep it low key. Boo Radley and Maycomb. Play Cole Brown when you come around. You're gonna get the step that Martin passed out. Brothers thinking I missed a green mile, like they can steal the L. I done kept it smoother than Brazilian peels. I peep these losers catch a billion feels. I only build with you if it's real to real with the REA. You hurry, I take a hike, shopping REI. The float got a heart swing like parts in the eight. The bus come a bunch. And then Jonathan Horton and NOI's about to do a house call. Paybacks at your freaking face. And then we slide into your brain. I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to take you higher later. Just let me slide into your brain. And then I rock my doodle on stink t-shirt with the turd emoji. Walk up in your stuffy attire. Affair. Slurred and stony. Circle slowly. Photo mobbing the ratchet selfie section. In your no-flex zone. Doing my impression. Just Planet of the Apes. Stepping through them drapes. Grills in the mist. Disregard your list. Invites don't extend to the likes of our types. We just crash. Clear out a few bar stools. And plant the flag. So, it's a cool little party track. I like it. And it's interesting. It's a very interesting concept of what happens if hip-hop artists do crash a socialite party. Will they get booted out or will they get asked to stay? Don't Worry, It's Fine. It's like an interlude. It features John Hodgman and Michael Chi. This is a great interlude that just wants to remind you that if you are an American living in America, then everything is fine. You can hear a voice coming through a speakerphone echoing that sentiment. It is truly disturbing and hilarious all at the same time. The voice sounds like a muted news anchor reassuring during his broadcast that everything is fine. A muted trumpet and keys play throughout this important message of everything being fine. The music sounds depressingly funny, and yes, I've never used those two words together before in my life, and yet there it is. Depressingly funny. Here's the skit itself. And remember, if you're an American living in America, you're a winner. Everyone's a win. Everything. Oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine, man. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine, man. Seriously, everything's fine. Oh, I mean, these interludes and skits they're riveting on this record. Gold, Purple, Orange, one of my favorite songs. There's also a video for it, too. It's rare that there's a video single or a single that's a song that's over 3 minutes long. This song's like 6 minutes long, and so is the video. So I thought that was pretty cool. Nice concept video. So Gold, Purple, Orange starts off with an upright bass and percussion that give off a cool jazz sound, along with an organ and saxophone. The upright bass anchors the song. Quell effectively pokes fun of the American prejudice and stereotypes that plague America today, from how black people are perceived to how a woman's sexuality and physical attire are perceived. Those are just some of the examples. There's much more that he addresses within the song. This song is where I hear a Frank Zappa influence on him, especially from Quell Chris. I see him following that path but using hip-hop to do it, and it works. Jean Gregg glides in with her incredible voice and rhymes and lets you know that even if you don't follow the rules and try to, that even if you do follow the rules and try to fit in to this society square peg, you can still fall short. Don't try to be something that you're not. Take time to find yourself. Once you have realized your own identity and self-worth, be who you are and let it flow. I mean, that's the message that you get from Gold, Purple, Orange and from Jean Gray when she rhymes on this track. Quell Chris's verse, if you too will and trying to chill, get a kickstand. Everybody getting money had a game plan. Every truth seeker dropped by a hitman. Every alt-right got to be white. Everybody disagree got to be wrong. Every black schlong got to be long. Every mixtape dropped got to be free. Everybody from the hood got to be G. Everything in the news got to be real, right? Every Jew golden rule got to say bills. Every young brother got a deadbeat daddy. So when he's saying all this, he's saying this is not true. He's saying these are stereotypes that you shouldn't believe in. So he's saying, what he's saying, he means the exact opposite of what he says in these verses. Every independent lady attitude trashy. Ain't nobody ain't lit, gotta be old. If you dress like that, you gotta wanna screw. If I got locks, then they gotta stay blowed. If I ain't front to, it gotta be a blunt. if a cop squares, well, they got to be ports. No, if a cop squares, well, they got to be ports. Either keep it real or you unk Tom Buggin. If two ain't the same, why one got to be broke? You can play the game. I ain't got to be nothing for you but me. From the head nappy to feet, can't hurry something so complete. Took time like duck confit. If spaceship's too far from your reach, it's weightless way down the deep. Yeah, you ain't about to have me lose no sleep because I'm grinding. You ain't about to see me snoozing. No sleep. Save time, man. And then Jean Grey comes in. Young girl, side ponytail, thrift store garb, frizzy hair, bookworm, but street smart. Immigrant children watching buckwheat late night. Listen to Depeche Mode, big audio, dynamite. Identity crisis coming later, vices. Are coming even later, prices for a life lived. Without life built for the right price, guilt. Because you can be things they say to be and get killed. With difficulty comes learning. Where typically those less exposed to those burdens can flourish without knowing themselves. Without growing themselves, without the moments of doubt. Moments of bells are ringing, singing, low self-esteem. Gene, walk 100 feet tall, walk mean. Talk obscene, crawl, guffaw, cross scenes. Never cross on the green, because I ain't got to be nothing for you but me, but me. From me, 3B down, 2 feet to feet. Can't fathom how it's so complete. Take your time like duck confit. Ah, crap. Spaceships, they ain't never out of reach, out of reach. I'm up high and down, down the deep. Down deep. You ain't about to have me losing no sleep because I'm grinding. You ain't about to see me snoozing no sleep. Same time, man. And then chorus for Jean Grey, quote Chris. For the 10 feet short, 100 degrees cold, riding high on a summit low. Mighty weak, light as stone. Pretty ugly, faded glow. Hold on tight, I'm letting go. $1 million poor. Live to die, dying to grow. I mean, it's a good song. Breakfast of Champions, I got to talk about that song too. So I'm going over, but you know, this album's worth talking about. So Breakfast of Champions. It starts off with gunshots and someone saying in the background, shots fired. A church-style organ comes on, followed with bass and percussion. The organ and drums navigate the song. The drums have a nice boom-bap flow to them throughout the song. This song is inspired by Kurt Vonnegut Jr.'s book of the same name, Breakfast of Champions. Portions of the book detail the dehumanizing impact of years of slavery and racism on perceptions of Black America by the white majority and the very real consequences of those perceptions. This song represents the racial violence in America that has been historically aimed at Black people, citing the police shootings of Black people. Jean Grey and Quell Chris basically let you know that African-American people are going through post-traumatic stress disorder from watching the news or just walking down the street, always having to wear their emotional armor when they leave their homes for whatever reason. So, ma'am, shots fired, shots fired. I woke up, ate breakfast, a plate full of posts and texts. Saw somebody else got shot up, this time by some cops in Texas or Virginia. Can't remember, can't keep count. They rope-a-doping, trying to wear down my emotions. But if they just abide, they'd be cool. If they say jump, you say how high. You know what's wrong. You say all right. And you don't look them in the eyes. Be quiet, boy. Sound familiar? Huh, boy? Or you'll find yourself, quote, unquote, martyr for the cause. A mural on the wall. A hashtag for teen white kids to troll for angry response. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. You just another angry brother shouting, what you pressing? Why you pouting? Why we singing? We shall overcome in the 2000s. Devil's trying to turn this car around, but we've been asking, are we there yet? For the last 400 miles. Censor. Wow. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. Just very good. And then Jean Grey says, woke up in a cold sweat, drenched like I'm Ronald in a Genesis. Spent, and I haven't even been awake for minutes. And in these times, sometimes I think it's better with the religion and invisible man, and he can quantify the pain we're given. Surviving, because surviving ain't the same as really living. Teach the babies that. Please educate the children. Freeze. Now they're on the concrete pleading for forgiveness. I don't know what kind of litmus test this crap is, but dig this. It beats your body down and straight burns your body out. So you're wasting time just catering to pain, party down, getting through the day to day to maintain as hard as hell. It ain't freaking fair. It's not just get over it or over get over it. It's sober. Nobody's passed the quotas and nobody's passed agendas. Just hard to sing some lullabies to sleep when they pumping in your Jeep. Shots fired. I'm not a warrior, chick. I'm Dora Milaje. My mother was a freedom fighter like writer Aja Monet. I'm a well-seasoned veteran, no way. I don't need OJ to get off on some murders. I need veteran racists off pain and in jail. But the bastards seem to linger like some chemtrails. Children call their mamas while they stare at daddy's entrails. Come on, how much more evidence you want? You think you could use your privilege like a human shield in front? Without the Pepsi, miss me. I pray the bullets miss me, but you're not about that life. So let me tell you how this crap be. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. It's bound to wreck your body or straight burn your body out. It's like, damn, crap, freak, wow. I mean, yeah. So everything is still fine. It's another hypnotic spoken word piece. This is another interlude by Nick Offerman. This is one of my favorites. So the keys, let me go back. One second, let me get back to my notes. Yeah, I really enjoy hearing this spoken word from Nick Offerman. It had me dying when I heard it. The sarcasm is just so intense and so real. Okay. So like I said, the keys that sound, keys that sound like a cross between a clavinet and xylophone that anchor the song with an upright bass that is distant background. The keys go to a higher octave and then back to the clavinet xylophone sound towards the end of the song. It's as if Nick Offerman is trying to hypnotize you into thinking that everything's fine out of fear of what will happen if you know the truth that everything's not. Stop listening to your instincts and trust what he's saying because everything's fine, right? Here's Nick. Hi, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything is fine. Hey, everybody, everything's fine. Everything is just fine. Hey, everything's fine. Relax. Everything is just fine. You don't have to do anything about issues that don't affect you. Why would you? Why would you have to do anything about issues that don't directly affect you? Don't do anything. These things figure themselves out. Don't say anything. Do you live in St. Louis? You know, I believe that. Is there a problem? Because everything is just fine. And don't think about how other people are feeling and what happens to them. It's not like those are your feelings, you know, because it's what you do and only you that matters. Everybody has their own mess. Let them clean up their mess. You worry about your bag. Everything is fine. Go ahead. Be complacent. Go ahead. Go ahead. Be complacent because everything is just fine. It's fine and dandy. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. If you're receiving notifications to the contrary, you might want to mute those channels, block those callers, because everything is fine, totally fine. Everything is great. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Everything is just fine. It's fine. It's fine. They won't come for you. They won't come for you. They won't come for you. Everything is Fine by Gene Gray and Quell Chris is a record about apathy, fear, post-traumatic stress disorder, racial discrimination and stereotypes, delusion, corruption, party crashing, self-actualization, realization, and inspiration. When this incredible duo says everything is fine, they're telling you that it's that exact opposite and that you probably want to wake up sooner than later. Most of the production handled by Quell Chris and Jean Grey has a free-flowing jazz style and flow to it that works. This is a record that will be revered and studied in the near future. A new hip-hop classic indeed. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 9.5. Favorite tracks are Everything's Fine, My Contribution to the Scam, Oh Shh, featuring Hannibal Buress, House Call, featuring Big Tone, Anna Wise and Jonathan Horde, Don't Worry, It's Fine, featuring Jen Hodgman and Michael Shea, Gold, Purple, Orange, Peacock, Doing Better Than Ever, featuring A$AP, Dap, Kondabolu, Breakfast of Champions, Everything's Still Fine, featuring Nick Offerman, Waiting for the Moon, featuring Mosell and Anna Wise, and River, featuring Anna Wise. So, yeah, there you go. Great record. It's going to take off. It's already taking off. I look forward to seeing them perform this album live. Jean Grey is an amazing MC. She just reminded me of how much I missed her as a lyricist and MC. She's definitely one of the GOATs. And Quell Chris has found his own lane. His rap satire is amazing. It's refreshing. It's funny. And, you know, I feel like if Frank Zappa was alive, he would probably play on this record. I think he would enjoy this record. And I definitely encourage Dweezil and them to check this record out, because it's just, it reminds me of that kind of political satire. And you don't usually see that in hip hop. So, I this record is great. It's definitely going to be an album that will be studied in the future and talked about. When they speak of Jean Grey and Quell Chris, they will definitely mention this record. Well, that's it, party people. Good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, thank you so much for listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. Hope you had a good time. I know I did, as always, and I will see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music. From sports to entertainment and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.